Okay, good afternoon. Welcome everybody back to some Pirkei Avos in the middle of the week. And today what I'd like to focus in at the very beginning of the of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph. The Mishnah states the following. Last week we took a look at Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We're not going to get that much farther today. I'd like to take a look at Shimon HaTzadik in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Shimon HaTzadik says, "Hu haya omer al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed al haTorah v'al avoda v'al gemilus chasadim." This is perhaps one of the most famous lines in all of Pirkei Avos, and there are quite a few famous quotes from Pirkei Avos. Shimon HaTzadik, who was of the remnant of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, he would often say, this is one of his mantras. By the way, in Pirkei Avos, when it says, Hu Haya Omer, he would say, it doesn't mean that this was something that he said. It means that this was a guiding principle. This is a thing that he often said. It was a mantra. Hu Haya Omer. Al Shlosha Dvarim, the world stands on three things. Torah, Avoda, service, and Gemilus Chasadim, acts of loving kindness. Now, although this statement is well known and seems rather self-evident to those who know it well, almost every word in that sentence demands interpretation. Al Shlosha Dvarim, on three things the world stands. And the question there is three. Really? Just three things? And why these three things? Now, we're not going to really deal with that question entirely today. We'll touch upon it. But just to point out that itself is a question. I mean, this is not a self-evident statement, al shlosha dvarim. Number two, on three things, ha'olam omed. What exactly does it mean that the world stands on three things? What is the meaning of that? It could mean multiple things, but it doesn't necessarily, I think most commonly people would say that, you know, actually I don't know what most commonly people would say, but it could mean a variety of things. A person can stand for something. It's that kind of standing. Ha'olam omed be'ad, the world stands for Torah avodah gemilus chasadim. Omed could mean that the world won't exist. You know, if you stand on something and the foundation is gone, so then, you know, you fall into oblivion. So it could mean that. But it's not self-evident what it means, and it might mean something else as well. So al shlosha dvarim, that's problematic, or at least demands attention. Omed, the fact that the world stands on these things, what exactly does that mean? Not clear. And then the three things that Shimon HaTzadik chose to talk about, Torah and Avoda and Gemilus Chasadim, well, those clearly require interpretation. So what does Torah mean? That the world stands on it, Avoda and Gemilus Chasadim. Okay, before I address some of those questions, I want to point out that Shimon HaTzadik, the Mishnah tells us, was Mishiari Knesset HaGadola, and he is the author of this statement. So who is Shimon HaTzadik? I mean, he's called Shimon HaTzadik. You know, you have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we have Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we have, you know, Yossi ben Yoezer, no title, and others. We have Rabbi, Rabban, but Shimon is just Shimon HaTzadik. So he was apparently extraordinary. And therefore, if Shimon HaTzadik is telling us that the world stands on three things, there must be something of extraordinary importance here. Can't just be something which is self-evident. Otherwise, we wouldn't need Shimon HaTzadik to tell us it. Now, to the extent that anything in Pirkei Avos is important, something that is associated with Shimon HaTzadik must be even more important, truly foundational. Shimon HaTzadik, Chazal tell us, was extraordinary for a variety of reasons. He was, number one, Kohen Gadol for many decades. Number two, in no particular order, when he conducted the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, so part of the Avoda was that they would draw lots. And when he would draw the lot would come into his right hand. And apparently, the lot being drawn by the right hand was considered, you know, something of great significance. I'm not going to really focus too much on that at all. Another point. Each one of these things that the Gemara mentions is also should be given its own treatment. But I just like to give you a sense of how Chazal think of Shimon HaTzadik. Number three is that as part of the avodah on Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash, the Lashon Zaharis, there was a crimson cloth that was that turned white, signifying the repentance and atonement given to the Jewish people. Big deal. That is a big deal that occurred consistently for Klal Yisrael under the leadership of Shimon HaTzadik. In addition, there was also a great nes regarding the oil in the Ner Ma'aravis, similar to Hanukkah, not exactly like Hanukkah, but similar that there was only a certain amount of oil and it burned more than one would expect by natural means. And finally, but not exhaustively, the Talmud says that under the leadership during the time of Shimon HaTzadik, people were satiated with eating a kezias, a small amount of bread, whether it was a small amount of bread from the Lechem HaOmer or from the Lechem HaPanim or the Shtei HaLechem, these various, various karbanos which were offered in the Beis HaMikdash. The point of the matter is that the Kohanim and people were satiated with a small amount of food. That in and of itself, as I said, each one of these requires a significant treatment. But taken all together, what this tells us is that during the time of Shimon HaTzadik was a time of great spiritual perfection and refinement, to the extent that a person could eat a kezias of the Lechem HaPanim, even a small amount of bread, and that was enough to satiate them, because people were not running after their base material desires, and that wasn't what was animating and vitalizing and moving their lives. So all this is to say that Shimon HaTzadik was extraordinary, and therefore if Shimon HaTzadik was extraordinary, what he's telling us must be more than simply another good lesson. It has to be really foundational. And so let's get to analyze the statement of Shimon HaTzadik directly. So Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omed. So what does it mean, Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omed? The world stands on these three things. So here, many of the Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Yonah and others, say, Hushtat Yesod HaOlam Uba'avuram Nivra, meaning that the world was founded upon these principles, and the world is founded for these principles. I want to read for you a line here from the Yachin, Perush Yachin of Boaz, Perush Yachin on Pirkei Avos, who fleshes this out a little bit. It says, Tachlis Brias HaAdam Hu Sheyashlim Nafsho Al Yedei Gufo. The purpose of humanity, the purpose of the creation of every individual, is that the person should refine and perfect themselves. And they do that in three ways. Number one, Chiyuv La'atzmo, i.e., the person's responsibilities to themselves, to their own personal development. Shmiras HaMitzvos, which is a responsibility to Hashem, right? So there's a responsibility to myself. There is a responsibility to Hashem. And then in the Midah of Chesed is a responsibility to others. So we have here sort of three basic categories of refinement. As the Rabbeinu Yonah said, the idea of the world being founded on Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim is that they are established on these principles, and the world is made in order to execute, in order to live this way. So So the Yochanan says, look at each one of these. Torah avodah gemilos chasadim. So Torah represents chiyuv la'atzmo, person's responsibility to themselves, to refining myself. The more Torah to learn, the more refined I become, the more spiritual I become, the more sensitive I become, the more aware of the divine presence in my life I become. And all of that is the goal, the purpose of life, the goal and the purpose of creation. So the world is founded on Torah, which is responsibility to myself, avoda, which you would say is represented in by the responsibilities that I have to Hashem, shmiras hamitzvos. Avoda might be the first and foremost of the mitzvos, but it's just simply an example of the mitzvos. That's my responsibility to Hashem. Even mitzvos that don't necessarily resonate with me, even mitzvos that I do them, I might not even understand them. But whatever they are, that is my meeting out my responsibility to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And thirdly, midas hachesed. That seems pretty clear. That's my responsibility to my neighbor. So what does it mean that the world is created on these three things? It means responsibilities to Hashem, responsibilities to myself, and responsibilities to other people. The ha'olam omed, the world was founded, not that it was founded on these principles, but the world, in order for it to continue to exist, if it doesn't have these principles being brought to fruition, then the world will fall apart. In fact, my friends, there is a girsa, there is a text variant of our Mishnah that says, not al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, but al shlosha dvarim ha'olam nivra. For three things the world was created, right? The world was created in order to accomplish these three things. So that's one way of looking at Hashlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omed. The Sforno says that understands this a little bit more broadly, and he says Hashlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omed means that these are three ways to bring down the Shekhinah into the world, to bring Hashem's presence into the world as we know it and as we experience it. Okay, so that's in terms of the world omed. Oh, and one more important point to emphasize here, and that is the position of the Rambam. So the Rambam says, quite interestingly, that Shloshet Varma Olam Omed, on these three things, the world will stand firm, we will create a civil society and an organized society. Meaning that without this, the world, it's not that the world will, this is the purpose of creation, or even that without this, the world will fall apart, but this is what will successfully create, this is what will successfully create a firm, strong society. Mitzius hasidura ba'ofan hamushlam, that the continuation of the world in a strong way, on a foundational way, will be done through people meeting these three concepts. Okay, so we have al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed. And by the way, there is a Mishnah which we're not going to discuss now, but a Mishnah coming up, and the Mishnah says al shlosha dvarim omed, the world stands on three things, and there's a different list of three: din, shalom, emes. So there's another list of three. So what is it that Shimon HaTzadik is pointing out here? Right? What is he pointing out here that is so foundational that he says, this is the list. This is the list that is so foundational to either the purpose of the world or to the world being able to exist. So what I want to do now in our remaining time is to look at Gemilas Chasadim, Avoda and Torah, and I think we're going to do it in that order. So let's start with Gemilas Chasadim. So Gemilas Chasadim, on one level, just sounds like the world was created, for the acts of loving kindness. Listen to what Rabbeinu Yonah has to say. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the chesed, the gemilas chasadim that we're talking about here, hamitzvah goremes lihios lo l'ratzon lefnei Hashem. Meaning that when we do chesed, it's not simply that we're doing chesed, but by doing chesed, we are causing Hashem's chasadim, as it were, to come down to us. We are causing Hashem's kindness to be, we become pleasing to Hashem, and thus Hashem responds to us in turn. To further this point, there is a statement of Chazal that says the following. There was once and it's cited in Avos Rabbi Nosson and other places. The following story. It occurred once, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was leaving Yerushalayim, and he bumped into Rabbi Yoshua, who was walking with him. Right? It was walking alongside him. And they look together, and they see the Beis HaMikdash in its ruins. So Rabbi Yoshua exclaims, "Ay lanu al zesh hu chared. Woe to us on this place that has been destroyed. This is a place where the Jewish people's sins are atoned for. And this is an extraordinary loss. How terrible for us." We see this, and we can understand this, the depth of this loss, living in a time without a Beis HaMikdash. Amar Leh, so he responds and he says, "You know what? Bini, al yera alach. Don't worry, don't be sad, don't be depressed. Yesh lanu kapara achas. We have another form of atonement, shehi kimosa, which is like the karbanos, but not karbanos. And you know what it is? Gmilos chasadim." That's what he responds. Yochum ben Zakkai says, "Gmilos chasadim is like a karban." Shekein matzino b'Daniel. We find regarding Daniel that he was osek in gemilas chasadim, and what was the chasadim that he did? He it's not karbanos that he was involved with being mesameach chasam v'kala, nichum avelim, kvuras hames. But we know something else about Daniel as well, and that is the pasuk tells us that Daniel prayed three times a day. It was mispal shalosh pa'amim b'chol yom. And not just that, his tefillah, his prayer was accepted by Hashem, miskabelas baratzon. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that chesed is the equivalent of karbanos. What does that mean, that chesed is the equivalent of karbanos? Well, the whole purpose of karbanos, or a good purpose of karbanos, is to bring Hashem's atonement to us and to bring Hashem's kindness to us and Hashem's favor to us. And Gemilus Chasadim can accomplish that very goal. So, Al Shlosha Dvar Ma'olam Omed, on three things the world stands. Okay, on Gemilus Chasadim, meaning that that we cause Hashem's kindness and goodness to come into the world. And that is similar to Avoda. Avoda and Gemilas Chasadim, they both accomplish the same thing. And if you think about it, they both do the same thing. They're both engaged in sacrifice. A karban is a particular kind of sacrifice, sacrificing an animal. But Gemilas Chasadim is also a sacrifice. Any time that I am giving to another, that I'm spending time with another, that I'm doing bikrachot, it is always a sacrifice, whether it's a sacrifice of time, of energy, of finances, of resources, of food, whatever it might be. It is also a sacrifice. So, Gemilas Chasadim is about bringing Hashem's chesed into the world, just as karbanos are. Now, the Rambam says that the purpose of Gemilas Chasadim is more pashut. Al shlosha dvar ma'olam omed, the world stands on three things, and the third one being gemilas chasadim. It means the whole purpose of gemilas is to refine our midos. It's to refine our midos. not simply to do good for another person, to have a good functioning society, to cause Hashem's chesed to come down to us. It's to refine our midos. It's about us. It's about us becoming better. Because the whole purpose of the world, if we understand Omed, Al Shlosha Dvarim Olam Omed, the purpose of creation, the purpose of the world, is for us to realize the best, most truest version of ourselves. And we refine ourselves through Gemilas Chasadim. Now, Avodah Kamin, what we just said it means, it's just a way of bringing Hashem's chesed into the world through sacrifice. However, there is an interesting Mezher Shmuel says the following. Let me just, I want to read for you one line here. This is Medrash Rabbah. The Ikar Inyan HaKarbanos al Elo Shel Yitzchak. The essential thing about Karbanos goes back to the isle, the ram of Yitzchak. Shal HaMakriv Ladas Shema Shenasa BeKarban HaYotzrichim Lasos Imo. When we look at a Karban and we realize that an animal is being sacrificed, we should really think to ourselves, that could be me. That could very well be me. The idea of the world being founded, al shlosha dvarim olam omed, al avoda, on karbanos, it means that the purpose of the karban, the purpose of life, is for us to be able to achieve an awareness of ourselves, that we realize that we are vulnerable. Because a person who realizes their vulnerability will engage in greater humility, both before Hashem and before others. So what does it mean that the world stands on avoda? All right, the karbanos are karbanos, they're important. It means something deeper than that. Not that karbanos are anything less than very significant, but it means that underneath the act of the karban is a way of thinking and a way of addressing life, understanding that we need to live a life of humility. We are vulnerable at our core. We are dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it doesn't mean that the world was created based on these things. It means that the world was created with this in mind, that this is the life that we have to lead. That's the Omed. Al shlosha dvarim olam Omed. On three things the world stands. The world stands by living a life of Gmilas Chasadim, as we just pointed out, bringing down Hashem's Shechina, bringing down Hashem's kindness, and a life of Avodah, one of humility. Now, let's go to Torah for a moment, which would seem to be the easiest one of all. But I think that there's a tremendous chiddush here. What it means, Torah avoda and gemilas chasadim. So, it's a big machlokas of Rishonim. What does the Torah mean? So, does the Torah means according to some limud haTorah? According to others, it means Torah observance, not Torah study, but means Torah observance. According to others, it means Kabbalah Satorah, accepting the Torah, the fact that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. Al Shlosha Dvar Ma'olam Omed. The world stands on living a life of studying of Torah, observance of Torah, or Kabbalah Satorah. So Limud HaTorah is about personal refinement. That's Shomrei Torah is about expressing Hashem's will in the world, and Bechira Chafshis, which is free choice, that is the most essential thing of what it means to be a human being. So the world is created with this in mind, to live a life with this midah of studying Torah, personal refinement, expressing Hashem's will in the world, and Kabbalah Satorah, living a life of Bechira Chafshis. Now, it could very well be that Shloshet Dvarim HaOmer, the world stands on Torah, means as Chazal say, Stakel Be'araisa Bar'Alma, God looked into the Torah and used the Torah as the blueprint for the world. Meaning that the Torah sort of creates a certain natural law, that just like there's a natural law of gravity, right, or there's a natural law of velocity and motion and force. So there's certain natural physical laws of the universe, but there's also a natural law in the universe of a spiritual dimension, that part of the fabric of the universe is built in the laws of the Torah and the values of the Torah, which is to say that if one violates the Torah, then one is actually violating natural law. That is an assault against the fabric of the universe. This isn't just about me anymore, or about my personal proclivities. It's about what I'm doing to the world at large. Am I living by natural law, or am I jumping off of a building saying I don't believe in the laws of gravity? So there are physical laws of nature, and then there's a spiritual law of nature which is built into the fabric of the universe. And when the spiritual laws of nature are functioning, are being maintained properly, then the physical laws of nature will respond in kind. And that's what we see in Kriya Shema, when the Kriya Shema says that if we listen to Dvar Hashem, then there will be rains in its time, and there will be food, and things will grow from the ground. And if not, then there will be drought, and there won't be rain. What does that mean? Is a schar, it's simply a reward and punishment? If you do good, you're going to get rain. If you don't do good, you're not going to get rain? No. It means that the physical reality of the universe is going to parallel the spiritual nature, the spiritual fabric of the universe. And to the extent that we maintain the spiritual dimension, the physical nature of the universe will be upheld. If we assault the spiritual dimension of the fabric of the universe, then that will have implications on the physical dimension as well. Now, there's a Medrash Shmuel which says the following. Listen to this. This is really fascinating. Medrash Shmuel says that if we look at the Shlosha Dvarim, and we look at the Torah itself can be split up into three units. Mechalik es haTorah l'shlosha chalakim, Torah kavanaso l'chalek ha'emuna. So Torah represents the emuna, belief, faith, and trust in Hashem. Avoda, those are actionable mitzvos, and gmilus chasadim represents how, of course, you know, we treat other people. But let's go back to Torah here for a second. Torah is emuna. Torah means faith in Hashem. So what does it mean? The world is made, stands on emuna, right? If Torah is a representative concept for the idea of belief in Hashem, so what does it mean? So it could very well mean that that emuna, if there is a world without emuna b'Hashem, then there is no purpose of creation. I mean, what's the purpose of creation if there is no divine consciousness, if there's no divine awareness? Now, but this is something that we have to bring forth. The Torah tells us, when it comes to Avram Avinu, that after Avram Avinu got some good news from Hashem, it says, Hemin b'Hashem, he believed in Hashem, v'yachshaveh lo tzedakah, and that was considered tzedakah. Hashem considered that somehow tzedakah, righteousness, on Avram Avinu's part. So it doesn't mean that Avram Avinu believed in Hashem, had emuna, and that was somehow considered something, you know, something amazing. So it's brought down in a certain Sfarim that the v'yachshaveh lo tzedakah, that Hashem considered this tzedakah, is a way of saying that Avram Avinu did the one and only thing that a human being can do to give something to Hashem. There is only one thing that a human being can do which provides something to Hashem, which Hashem doesn't already have. In other words, if I take money out of my pocket and I donate it to the poor, so I did a mitzvah tzedakah, that's a great thing, but I didn't give Hashem anything that he doesn't already have. If I donate to the Beis HaMikdash, and to the resources and the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, there too, it's a wonderful thing and it's an important thing, but I haven't given Hashem anything that he doesn't already have. But when I express emunah in Hashem, I am actually giving something that doesn't exist beforehand. I am actually giving something to Hashem of myself that Hashem doesn't already have. And that is emunah, my faith, my bechir chafshus, my choice, my emunah, my trust, my faith, my belief in Hashem. When I do that, that's the one and only singular thing that I can give the Rabbona Shel Olam that the Rabbona Shel Olam, as it were, doesn't have beforehand. That's what I can provide. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, if we understand Torah, not just simply about living a life of the study of Torah and observance of Torah and Kabbalah HaTorah, no. There's something more, even more profound than that. With all of that being true, it's about having emunah in Hashem. So, and if I have emunah in Hashem, then I am realizing something which is super extraordinary, giving to the infinite being of all, beyond the universe, of all creation and beyond creation, something that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't have. Because everything else which is physical, everything else which is material, directly or indirectly, is ultimately Hashem's anyway. Even my ability to study Torah, Hashem gave me that ability. So I chose to do it, fine. But Hashem gave me that ability. The fact that do the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, okay, good. I chose to do it, but Hashem gave me the ability. I have the Lulav and Esrog. Hashem gave me the Lulav and Esrog. Emunah is something which comes from my soul, comes from my within. It comes entirely and purely from my Bechira Chavshus, and it does not depend on anything material in the world. It is purely comes from me. That's what I give the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed. The world stands on three things. The goal of life, the goal, is to live a life of Gmilas Chasadim. Gmilas Chasadim, not simply about living, to have a good civil society, or even, to do nice things for other people, which is important. But above and beyond that, it's about bringing Hashem's chesed and ratzon into the world. The avoda of the karbanos is about sacrifice and about showing sacrifice and living a life of humility and understanding that that absent sacrifice, we can do Gmilas Chasadim, and with Gmilas Chasadim, in the presence of the Beis HaMikdash, we should see ourselves as extraordinarily vulnerable, because that is what in fact we are. And then there's Torah, and the notion of Torah being doing, learning, living, executing Dvar Hashem, but Torah also being about Emunah, the one and singular thing that we can give the Ribbono Shel Olam. It is upon these three things that that the world stands. And maybe this is why Shimon HaTzadik is the one who says it. Shimon HaTzadik. This is not just good advice on how to lead a psychologically and spiritually healthy life. This is foundational to all of existence. Shimon HaTzadik is the one who tells us this. If we want to get to a deeper, more profound, more profound way of life, then we have to get to the fundamentals, the foundational elements of what the world was created for. Torah, Avoda, and Gmilas Chasadim. Have a good day and a good week to you all.